Thank you, Ms. Gordon, and again, thanks to all the witnesses for their testimony. I want to also mention that Senator Wicker and I today are sending a letter to the Secretary of Commerce about the needs to upgrade and identify information and proprietary information critical to our security system. The nation's reliance on cyber-enabled systems demands that the Department of Commerce, including the National Institute of Standards and Technology, deepen its critical role in protecting the nation from cybersecurity threats, vulnerability, and funding that matches the seriousness of this threat. So flat funding of the Department of Commerce cybersecurity efforts while growing the agency's budget, as reflected in the President's request, is insufficient to meet these needs. So we'll be sending that to the Department of Commerce today. One of the things I wanted to mention, I also wanted to enter, one thing I didn't enter into the record was a, well, I love it when we have bipartisan efforts, cybersecurity rules needed for pipelines by FERC commissioners Neil Chatterjee and Richard Glick. Shows you that this issue, along with that GAO report, has been showing since 2018 that we have a serious problem here. And now we have the Colonial Pipeline as a very loud example. So I guess I just want to start with something very basic here, because you guys talked a lot about interagency coordination. I'm not sure that Americans are really interested in, you know, our internal interagency coordination. What they're interested in is critical infrastructure being protected. So one of the things that I feel here is that the complexity of this issue is getting away from us a little bit in the context of it is very complex, and the demands of cybersecurity are very complex. They're not too complex not to implement, but they are very complex. And I have a feeling that we're not keeping pace with some of these solutions. Would you, just if the witnesses would answer, do you think that that's the case? What do you think we need to do to better implement cybersecurity solutions so that we can move forward?
Sure, Kent. Well, I agree with your comment, and certainly, you know, cyber moves fast and changes very quickly. We need to keep pace with that. We try to tie our requirements to NIST standards, and NIST keeps, you know, NIST is pretty much state of the art with respect to cybersecurity in our view. The other thing that I feel is very, very important here is you mentioned this is an ecosystem, it's very interconnected, is to stay very connected and very collaborative with our private sector partners. And I use that partner term intentionally because you know, we're only going to be successful here if this partnership is successful. The other thing I would highlight is that Surface Transportation Security Advisory Committee, which includes owners and operators across surface transportation and agency representatives. And so that gives us a good opportunity to come together and to look at the issues facing surface and pipelines and figure out the best way to move forward. So I think we have mechanisms in place to do that. The key, though, is going to be coordination and communication amongst all parties.
Ms. Trumberg.
I'll just add a bit to what the administrator said. No question in the transportation field, as in so many other, the technological advances are extraordinary. You know, again, as I discussed in my testimony, in terms of, you know, the remarkable operational systems we now have on pipelines, we're seeing in vehicles sort of across a lot of our different modes. I think the administrator put it well. We are, you know, as an agency now, I think, trying to work ever more closely with TSA, with CISA, with our White House partners, and to have that partnership with industry. You know, as we move forward in this more technological age, we are going to need to be, you know, as you were pointing out, Chair Cantwell, very, very cutting edge, very nimble, and very collaborative.
Ms. Gordon.
I think you're exactly right, Chair Cantwell. This is a dynamic environment and one where the threats are almost unknowable at times. GAO has three open recommendations still for the TSA. One of them is to develop additional data sources beyond what they're drawing on from the private sector to better understand and prevent and rank their priority pipeline systems. And so we're looking for them to add additional data sources to their priority relative ranking tool. And those might include cyber threats, prior attacks, the physical condition of the pipelines themselves, and inter-sector interdependencies.
So what do you, I mean, I just don't think for the American public and the vulnerability that Colonial laid bare to all of us, people just want to hear more about, you know, the need for this interagency coordination. What do you think we need to do to get technology implemented faster?
GEO has over 950 open recommendations about cybersecurity federal government-wide. We've put out 3,700 recommendations on cybersecurity for the federal government since 2010, and 950 remain open.
So I'll turn to my colleague here because I see my time has expired, but many people will see I was very aggressive with the Trump administration about this. I plan to be very aggressive with the Biden administration about this as well. This is just not acceptable after the Colonial Pipeline. It wasn't acceptable before, but now we know how serious the threat can be. And the challenges that we face are really, you know, as I mentioned, the New York Times clip, now people know, now people know. And so we have to do better. And I'll turn to my colleague, but I'm sure he has spent many hours in the SCIF. I've spent many hours SCIF on this issue. There are things that can be done. We should be doing them now. Senator Wicker.